Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have very deliberately taken the Isaiah's chapter, the Old Testament reading for last Sunday, 52, 52nd chapter, verse 7 through 10. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices, together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Missionaries. Very special people, very unique people. I remember that day when one of them came into our chapel and then started saying, I did it because it's a diaspora. And I spent the whole of the next evening paging through my little Oxford English dictionary to see, what's this a diaspora? Oh, missionaries, great people. But the Oxford English Dictionary would not record a diaspora for me. But the missionaries teach you a great deal of things. And so to even at this time, I thought, that missionary girl, maybe she's a missionary girl, will not like it. I have known the return here is speak on the basis of what had been just read. And especially on days like honoring such great messengers as Philip and James. And I only feared that too many of you would be interested hearing me speak about animism. And I declined to speak about the living dead, as we call them, out in my home. I was concerned about a feature that is so unique, so very common among both missionaries and the old gospel bearers, fellows like Philip, who of course because of his comments helped the master to help us put the words together, very God of very God, because he who sees me has seen the Father too. And of course, you know, Brother James would want us to not just be hearers, but move ahead with the message. And because Prophet Isaiah has watched so carefully and taken photographs of these messengers as they move from one point to the other, delivering the message and coming up to say, do you know, all of these people have one physiological feature very common to them. And he puts this feature as one having to do with our feet and says, you only need to take a look at a missionary. Look at his feet. Believe me, it's different. It's just beautiful. Martin Luther does not use the word beautiful. Martin Luther says they are just attractive and pleasant. Maybe you never had a chance to look at a missionary. You may request one of them after this to please trip up. I know the problem here. Problem here is you hardly ever see someone's feet. I'm not sure it's because you are too conscious of the health regulations. You want to keep away from dirt. But I rather believe it's the fact that it's always too cold. And so you need to wrap it in a socks and put it in those hard shoes. Missionaries, would you please pull out your feet a little bit again when next we ask you, because we want to really compare and catch what Prophet Isaiah is saying. How beautiful, wonderfully beautiful are those feet that carry the gospel, that bring the message that your God is reigning and reigns in all the places. I think of when Isaiah started observing these missionaries. Some, his own people, as he would observe Nehemiah move out and all Ezra, and each of these were moving out because they were really surprised at what had happened to them. For years they were weeping and mourning. Think of the shame, the mockery out there in Babylon. When all of those heathens said, "Your God, you have no God, is powerless, is hopeless." And those Israelites kept mourning and weeping. Will God ever help us? And of course, Isaiah was always very optimistic. Our God will rescue his people. He will redeem us. And on that day when it seems like a dream, that seated out there in his porch, a pagan king, Cyrus, came up and said, "The Lord has told me to free these people." Let me read to you. You wouldn't believe. We secured a copy, exact copy of what the king had said to these people at that time. He said, "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any one of his people among you, may his God be with him. And let him go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build a temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. And the people of any place where any survivors among the Israelites, now believing, are to provide him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offerings for the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem." Isn't it amazing that a pagan has now freed these people? And you stand there trying to think, is he serious? He's not drunk. He doesn't behave like Nebuchadnezzar. He's real. And so the messenger started running over the mountains and hill. The surprising thing is, note, these missionaries go over the lands and seas. And Isaiah takes time to say they are moving through the mountains. And you can see one of their feet kicking a stone there, another striking at a stump. And yet these are the feet that he says are just beautiful. They move elegantly on, they approach the kings, and everyone who asked them, you could see the radiance of joy in their faces as they say, "Jehovah, the God of Israel, he reigns." I think many times the church in America needs to be told in the very words of the prophet, "Your God, the God that those missionaries that you sent brought the message, that God reigns. His activities among our people are just wonderful." No, the missionary was not talking a Yoruba language as I thought. When I couldn't find the word diaphora in the Oxford Dictionary, I thought, well, he spent some time in Ibadan. He might as well have picked one of those Yoruba languages and tried to fool us with it. No, many times missionaries who move across the seas, go through the mountains, keep facing mountains, of course, the mountains of languages, the mountains of sicknesses, and of very many different things. But as they approach the kings and rulers with all of the problems, still you can say God reigns, because there in those places, those lands and areas that you would have thought people will never learn about God, believe me, you'll be amazed to see the wonders God himself has done. He did it for Cyrus, changing him. He has done it for many across the lands and in my country too. But let me lead you to see the prophet as he takes a look at a special missionary messenger, which makes him to describe this feature, the feet, as being really unique, outstanding, and clearly beautiful. The servant moved not only to a spot in Jerusalem. He moved through all Judea. He met with Caiaphas. He met with Annas. And of course, a greater mountain was meeting with Pontius Pilate. But he was not ashamed. He would not even hide his face. He wouldn't fail to answer and state exactly the message that he received from God himself. That is the one important thing about these messengers. What they have heard, as the text says, they heard, they saw, that is what they are telling the nations across. And you know, at the close of his encounters with the nations of the world, and the last of that mountain was out there at Calvary. How do you meet death? How do you meet the grave? And this special messenger that Isaiah is focusing on went right through. And by the third day when he stood there, of course, poor Mary wouldn't even know that that's that special messenger who finally said, "Rejoice, because I live, you too will live." Do you take a look at the feet? Maybe not the feet, but standing firmly with confidence, pronouncing peace on you. Those must be elegant feet indeed. 2 days ago, I sat far back, and that was the first time I said, maybe I should be seated a little bit close here to look at the feet of these fellows. I watched the priest who was celebrating the supper as he announced and stated again, "I, a servant of the word, announce to you the grace of God. In his stead, I forgive you." I don't know what else in the world we would need other than his peace as these men come and come to us to deliver the message. Their feet are just wonderful. You know, it's not only Isaiah who says it's beautiful. I could hear Apostle Paul echoing out there and says, "Wonderful. Their feet are just beautiful," in Romans 10. The carriers of the message. And of course, they are clad with that. St. Paul in Ephesians has had to say, "You put on, not the shoes. Be sure you clothe your feet with the gospel of salvation. That makes you look perfect, good, and attractive to the nations." I listened over a week ago as the placements and assignments were given, and I had always been interested in how many are going out a little bit to the outside to share that much which they have been blessed with. And it wasn't much, and that's the reason why I want to thank with all my heart the planners of this week's Mission Festival. I hope with Mission Festival celebrated here, our faculty and students will always be reminded that no greater job can a man do other than the job of carrying, being carriers of the good news to those who have not yet heard it, to those who are lost out there. Let's not be satisfied that after all the nations are coming to us. Isaiah would still like to see people who are moving. I would like to see people moving across the mountains, across the seas, and sharing the convictions which had been made thus through the crucified. It has been a great time to remember Philip, again the living dead, to think of James, but to think more the men and women whose feet are clad with the gospel of peace. Men who are concerned about speaking that peace, that message of forgiveness in the dormitories, across the tables at the cafeteria, as we walk around. And more so as we have a chance to go over to visit with those who have no hope. Take a look at your feet again. I saw one of my missionaries. You can be sure I have watched these missionaries, and you do not want me to tell you. If I endorse every bit of it, I would first say they look really different. After they shall have been eaten out by mosquitoes and sand flies, and they are in countries where they don't have those things that you call a bug repellents. After 6 months, let that missionary throw out his feet. And I would like to say, hear you say, those are beautiful. Probably you would not. But that the feet have been made uniquely beautiful by the message they carry. Everyone to whom they have delivered the good would not fail to tell you, for a missionary, I put out my heart. They have done great things in me and in millions of people the world over. May he who has given us opportunity in this institution of the prophets and has given us opportunity to know what the prophets of old have done, give us beautiful and swift feet for the proclamation of his gospel, to the glory of Christ Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which passes human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in union with Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.